Welcome to the Faith Flex Podcast, your sanctuary for soulful exploration and practical wisdom, where spiritual growth joins together with the hustle of daily life. I'm your host, Monica Roxanne. I'm so glad you decided to join me and countless others because this is your moment for reflection, for growth, for real life change. Whether you're seeking a whisper of inspiration or a robust blueprint for action, the Faith Flex Podcast stands as a testament to the daring spirit within all of us. So, to my pursuers and my dreamers, to my doers and believers, our journey awaits. Welcome. Hey fam, this is your girl, your host, Monica Roxanne, on another episode of the Faith Flex Podcast. So this week's episode, we're going to talk about spiritual resilience, bouncing back with grace. What a great topic. So let's just jump right into it. So what is resilience? Everyone talks about being resilient, having resilience, bouncing back with grace after life has knocked the complete air out of you. How do you do it with grace and strength? So the first thing is to understand what is resilience, right? And so by definition, resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or just being tough, or the ability of a substance or the object to spring back into shape. What does that mean with our faith? That life happens, right? Life is challenging. Life is unexpected. Life leaves uncertainty. Humanity can be fickle at any point in life. And so oftentimes we find ourselves with the wind knocked out of us. Our minds are just baffled because either we didn't see it coming or we didn't know that it was coming. But here's the thing. When we are resilient, we have the ability to bounce back from adversity, facing trials with courage, flexibility, and perseverance. That's what resilience is. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from any adversity, facing your challenges, your issues, your trials with courage, flexibility, and perseverance. It really just involves drawing from our faith, your inner strength, your determination, and having good community, good external support to overcome any obstacles that may come your way. And you grow and mature while you're going through the adversity. And so what does the Bible say about resilience? Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 4 says, "And not only this, but we also celebrate our tribulations, knowing that our tribulation brings about perseverance, our perseverance proving character, and our proven character hope." Whew. Wow. So it's really talking about, yes, adversity, challenges, issues, concerns, tribulations, all of it is difficult. But once you get through the tribulation, haven't you come out of something, you're like, "Whoo, I didn't know I was going to make it, but I've learned so much. I'm better for it. I'm a better individual. I'm a better friend. I'm a better professional. I'm a better wife. I'm a better student," because you've gone through this trying time, this adversity, either minor or major, doesn't matter, whatever it is. It is something that's going to prove itself good. Why? Because we know that when you are going through tribulations, there's going to bring about perseverance. And when you dive into perseverance, you're going to have a greater proven character. And out of that proven character, there's hope. Because we know that the ability to bounce back from adversity means that you have courage, you have flexibility, and perseverance. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 says, "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So what is it saying? That when we see a storm coming, or life, and my favorite language is life be lifing, it's okay. When you take a moment to reflect, when you take a moment to find gratitude, here it is, that when you get through this test, you'll have endurance, that you can get to the next, and you'll have longevity, and that you will be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Man, it's these two scriptures just alone really just unpacks what resilience is, how we should be forged through adversity, leading into development of a character and hope. So it's clear that the Bible is giving us these tidbits and these tools that saying, hey, I know you're going through. Nobody likes to go through. No one wants a tribulation or a trial or nothing. But please note that this is going to forge you to keep going. It's going to lead to development of your character. It's going to increase your hope and your faith in God. But if anything above all else, it's going to ensure that believers, that God equips them with the strength to endure trials and emerge stronger. That's what the Bible is teaching us about resilience. That as believers, God, we have to believe that God has already equipped us with the strength to endure any trial because we're going to emerge stronger. I even think if we're talking about resilience, why Daniel was thrown into the fire and he stood 10 toes down, squared shoulders, because he knew that his faith says that it's going to produce good character and hope. Like he had so much faith in God that he knew that this situation was just temporary. And it was going to keep him or destroy him. So I just feel like we have to really develop strengthening our character. But part of it is to bounce back. So how does our faith and resilience kind of integrate? And it's really that simple, right? Those two scriptures just gives us so much. We can unpack it in so many different episodes. Faith really serves as a cornerstone of resilience, providing believers with a steadfast anchor amidst any life storms, right? Trusting in God's promises and his sovereignty enables us to find meaning in suffering and draw strength from his presence. We got to remember that even if we're going through, if we're going to anchor down, we have an episode that we did a few weeks ago about faith as an anchor. Your faith will anchor you, ground you as you're going through. And then it comes with trusting God's promises and his sovereignty, that he rules over all things, which really enables us to find the meaning in suffering and draw strength from his presence. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, after you have suffered for a little while, remember tribulations, trials, issues, challenges are all temporary. So after you have suffered from a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, firm, strengthen, and establish you. So let me say that again. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, firm, strengthen, and establish you. It's so important that we remember that our faith is the very cornerstone of us bouncing back. It grounds us. And then in our faith, we begin to have confidence in trusting in God and his promises and his sovereignty, that what we're going through, it will not take us out. And when we come out of what we're going through, we're going to be stronger for it. So let's think about this, right? I think resilience really reflects the credibility of the Christian faith. One of the things we talk about, if we have a sovereign God and life is challenging. Life gives us headaches, ups and downs, topsy-turvies, all of that. But when we come out of it, we can say, but God kept me. Resilience reflects the absolute credibility of our faith, of our God. So we can't let our challenges and tribulations and our trials like hold us back and break us down, because when we do, then we're just basically saying what we believe in, it has no strength, no value, no substance. But when we bounce back, when we come back, we go through, we conquer, we triumph, we have a victory over a situation, all it does is reestablish and increases the credibility of our faith. The ability to persevere through any hardship that testifies to the transformative power of belief in God's redemptive plan. That's what resilience does. Resilience allows us to really testify to God's transformative power of his redemptive plan, his redemptive love for us. A resilient faith not only withstands like skepticism, but it also invites others to explore, if for any reason, explore why, you know, your source of unwavering hope, right? So what do we mean? So when you have resilient faith, resilient faith is saying, this is the faith that's unwavering. This is the faith that has proven itself. This is a faith that we follow Christ Jesus, that carry us through, that has our back, that will strengthen us. And as the scripture said, that he will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. So anybody that has any, doubts or skepticism or any way we're thinking, it all washes away because they can see in our faith walk that we continue to come out better. And then as this person or people who are watching you, who are observing you, resilience allows people to see, be a testimony of your faith and who God is. It allows them to see, well, why is my faith wavering? Where's my hope? How come they have faith in something? They're going through just like I am, but they have a better resolve. They have a better appreciation, a greater gratitude because they are trusting in the God we serve and his sovereignty. And so I think having and being resilient is so much more important than knowing every scripture in the Bible. Being resilient is so much more important than preaching on a Sunday morning because, again, you and I both know most people understand and take validity and our faith by what they can see. So if they see you coming through, getting through a challenge, a hardship, overcoming grief, overcoming heartbreak, overcoming financial woes, overcoming doubt and questions, listen, that's why the devil really works really hard to keep us under depression and anxiety and stress. And you're looking at a situation, you're like, it shouldn't be that way. So you're only focusing narrowly on that issue that it shouldn't be that way. But if you focus on God's promises, no, it shouldn't be that way, but you have what it takes and you have the backing of the heavens to get through it and overcome it. And so here's a quote for you. The resilience of faith is not the absence of doubt or question, but it is the willingness to seek answers and trust in God's promises despite them. So resilience of faith is not the absence of doubt and questions. Listen, you're going through this trial and tribulation. You're like, what is going on? Why is these people bothering me? And why am I even going through this? But it's all about the willingness to seek answers and trust God and God's promises despite it all. That's what resilience is. And that's what a resilient faith is. Come on, somebody. So listen, if you're going to bounce back, we're going to have to bounce back with grace. And so bouncing back with grace really entails embracing resilience with humility, compassion, and gratitude. What does that mean? If you are resilient and you come back on top and there's like, I did this, I came through this, I conquered this. That's not what God's asking. Because again, we know that he gives us all those things. He strengthens us. He gives us perseverance because the perseverance is supposed to do what? Give us proven character. And out of that proven character gives us hope. And in that, we can testify that God is still good based on his word and his promises. And so I think when we bounce back, remember to embrace humility, compassion, and gratitude. Because it really involves extending forgiveness, seeking any restoration or reconciliation, and then trusting in God's providence, even in the face of uncertainty. So when we're coming out of it, we're right, we've gone through the core of it, the eye of the storm, and then we're moving through and we can see there's light at the end of the tunnel. Remember to remain humble. Because you didn't get through the storm by yourself. You didn't get through the storm on your own. You got through the storm. The challenge, tribulation with God's hand on your life and protecting you, the level of grace, but embrace it with humility and compassion and gratitude. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for his good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, there's bouncing back. Everybody has a bounce back. So why don't you bounce back? I think we can bounce back together because we know that God's providence, his trust, his promises, his sovereignty has our back. So here are some of the steps in just being resilient in our faith so that we don't waver. The first thing in building resiliency is cultivating a strong prayer life. It is so important that we cultivate a strong prayer life. Seek God's guidance and strength through consistent prayer. So praying daily, praying every morning, praying every evening, whatever your prayer schedule is, just make sure you're praying. Make sure you're having a conversation with God. Make sure you're taking some time to read his word, because he sounds like he writes. He gives us guidance through the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so it's really important that we build a strong prayer life. The next is to meditate on his word. He is a God that is going to give us wisdom and guidance through his word. So draw on his inspiration, draw on the wisdom of God's word to increase, to bolster your faith. It's okay. Meditate on his word, because it is going to be his word that's going to get you through. It's going to be his word that's going to remind you of his promises that he's had for you. And so it's important that we take the time to study his word. The next thing I would probably encourage you is to surround yourself by good, supportive relationships. Because listen, we were not created to do life alone. However, not all of us in the world are good friends. We don't know how to be good friends. And oftentimes we haven't matured our character to support someone else who is going through a different challenge that may be above our own character capacity. So make sure you surround yourself around supportive people. Surround yourself with a community of believers who's going to uplift you, encourage you, pray for you, and pray with you. And so I think it's really, really important that we do not walk this life alone, but use good godly wisdom, because not everybody can walk with you through a storm. Everybody can absolutely pray for you, of course. And so the next thing is to practice gratitude. You cannot go through a storm, a challenge in life without gratitude, because we're not doing it by ourselves. So when you maintain a grateful heart, a grateful attitude, and focusing on the blessing amidst the challenges, what you're doing is you're being present in the moment. And by being present in the moment, you are taking a time to say, even though this is hard for me, it could be worse. Even though I don't know if I'm going to see tomorrow, if there's an illness, I'm grateful for right now. Being present in the moment and finding some form of gratitude, it's going to help you continue to take another step forward while you're going through that storm, while you're going through your challenge. And last but not least, I think is really critically important, and that is surrender control to God. Listen, we all like to have control. We all want to make sure that whatever's going on in our lives is done well. And oftentimes we rest in the posture that I'll just do it myself. But when we are faith believers, we know there are things that are out of our control and that we have to trust God and everything that goes on. So trust in God's sovereignty. Relinquish the need to control the outcome, because something is just out of your control. And that's why the definition earlier, I said that it is important you have courage, flexibility, and perseverance. Why? Because when you surrender control to God, you got to be flexible. There's some things you're just like, you know what? As much as I want to go right, I guess I'm going to go left. And we're just going to have to work with it, because you're going to trust God's promises for you. You're going to trust his sovereignty, and that he's going to have your back and he's going to cover you. And the people that are with you are going to walk with you and keep you uplifted and encouraged. And so here's a really great quote by a gentleman named Robert Jordan. It says that the oak tree fought the wind and was broken, but the willow tree bent when it must and survived. Flexibility is important. Be flexible. Doesn't mean that you have to give up everything, but it means that you will surrender control and you allow God to mold you during the storm, and giving him the permission to guide you in your life. If you take away the permission, because God is he's a gentleman, we heard that all the time, and that if you take away the permission for him to really guide you and mold you, you will not come out of it, out of your trial and tribulation, fully restored, as the word has already said. So I think it's really important. Surrendering control is difficult for most people, even myself. So I think we all are a work in progress. So let us all come together and just really think about that quote, that the oak tree fought the wind and it broke because it didn't want to bend. But the willow tree, that willow tree bent when it had to, and it survived. So there's some substance to that, right? Because resilience is marked by a person's ability to manage their emotions in the face of stress. It doesn't mean that a resilient people or person doesn't experience strong emotions such as anger, sadness, or fear. But what it really means is that they recognize those feelings are temporary and can be managed until they pass. Listen, be resilient, because if you don't do anything else, we want you to survive. So listen, I hope this episode blessed you this week. And if it did, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And I hope you will join me next week for another episode as we continue to flex our faith. Until next time, thanks everybody. And that's a wrap on today's soul-stirring episode of the Faith Flex Podcast. I hope you're leaving feeling uplifted and equipped to turn your everyday experience into stepping stones for spiritual growth and practical living. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with me. Be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review if you enjoy the journey today. Your support means the world to me, and it helps bring this message to more listeners who are searching for harmony between their spiritual walk and action. Until next time, remember to flex your faith.